road to Ford Field begins now. It's the MHSAA football playoffs, and from here on out, it's win or go home. Tonight, it's the Sandusky Redskins taking on the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers right here in the heart of the Green Machine. Good evening and welcome from the postseason on behalf of WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's presentation, and alongside of me, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast.
To be here and all about happy about these local teams making it to the postseason this year.
The regular season is in the books, and Dave and I have had the pleasure of seeing quite the Week 9 finale as the Lakers tried to remain perfect as they took on a perennial powerhouse in Week 9 against Beale City. The Lakers trailed at halftime 13-8, but the Green Machine held the Aggies scoreless in the second half and secured a one-point victory 14-13.
As good of a game as we've seen all year and may see the rest of the year, Lakers played extremely well in all phases of the game, Clark, and they limited their mistakes, which has haunted them all year, but they ended up taking down the powerhouse of Beale City.
The victory gave Lakers their first 9-0 record since 2002, a year they made it to the state semifinals. Not to mention Laker High is the outright Greater Thumb West champion, the first outright title since 2008. Due to school size, they have secured a playoff slot in Division 7, and they have some familiar local foes in their district.
They sure do. Marlette, Sandusky, and Cass City, all in the Greater Thumb Conference here playing against. And then Lakers hasn't played Sandusky or Marlette since 2011. On a side note, Clark, they lost to Marlette 52-8.
Two other Greater Thumb Conference teams also made it into the playoffs, making it the heaviest GTC represented postseason in at least 5 years. In Division 8, no stranger to the postseason, the Harbor Beach Pirates face off at home against Sterling Heights Parkway Christian. And in Division 6, we proudly welcome back the Bad Axe Hatchets to week number 10.
There's nobody happier than us, Clark, to have Bad Axe back in the postseason. Unfortunately for them, a tall task awaits them.
A tall task indeed, as the Ithaca Yellow Jackets are boasting the nation's longest winning streak. I said nation, and four straight state titles. Coming up on your WLAW Sports pregame show, we'll break down tonight's area playoff games, host our media roundtable, and take an inside look at our game of the week, Sandusky at Lakers. It's all on the WLAW Sports Network.
This election year, let your voice be heard. You have a choice. You can stay with a candidate from out of the area, or you can vote for the local candidate with better plans for your hard-earned dollar. The candidate that supports our local community. The candidate that delivers a clear message to its constituents. And is the only candidate that you can kick out of your office for up to 45 days after you voted for it, if you're not 100% satisfied with its performance. We're talking about a new cell phone from Thumb Cellular. That's right. Thumb Cellular is the only local carrier that supports our community. Plus, you get the clearest signal throughout the Thumb area. Better plans, hometown service, and a full 45-day guarantee that if you're not completely satisfied, just return the phone within 45 days. Now that's a candidate we should all vote for. So this election year, let your voice be heard. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Check out all the new cellular phones available and switch to the local candidate today.
Paid for by the committee to elect Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
It's time to ride into the Polaris Fall Sales Event going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger Utility Vehicle, and every Polaris Razor Utility Side-by-Side. Now's the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944. Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2008 to 2014 models. Good through 10/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Check out Moultrie Game Feeders, Trail Cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. And Randy's now sells hunting and fishing licenses. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Tonight's broadcast on WLEW Sports is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sequoing, Ball Equipment of Richmond and Sandusky, Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Agar Valley Services, DS Services Incorporated of Cass City, Michigan High School Athletic Association, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Signature Bank, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Harjo's Ben Franklin, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Bilikowski of Ameriprise and Pigeon IGA. Sailor and internet phone services for this broadcast are provided by the Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, The Talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Michigan High School Athletic Association and Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any form, including reproduction or distribution on the internet with the express written consent of Michigan High School Athletic Association and Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your broadcast tonight. Also in the booth, our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, the incomparable Kayla Carson. It's a true honor and pleasure for you to join us here for the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Sandusky at Lakers, on Sports Radio 102.1 and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Don't forget to join in on the conversation. Go to Twitter and simply type in the search tab for WLAW Sports and click the follow button. Receive in-game updates, live stats, and even photos from the game. It's all on Twitter. Simply follow at WLEW Sports. Quite the festivities tonight here on the grounds of tonight's game at Laker High School. The tailgate zone has been moved inside to the gym and cafeteria, and it's in full swing, offering walking tacos as a sponsorship, scholarship, and fundraiser for some schools here, as well as trick-or-treat inside.
Absolutely. They had great festivities going on in there. The food was very good, and I tell you what, it was a really creative idea. It blew me away. I know that. Something that simple.
Well, it's one of the biggest cliches out there, but we find ourselves asking, where has the time gone? As the regular season is officially behind us, we are now on to our 10th week of the gridiron, and before we know it, Ford Field will be among us. Tonight starts the road to the state championship for 256 teams throughout the great state of Michigan. Those 256 teams are then split into eight divisions of 32 teams each based on student enrollment in high school. That puts our area teams in the latter but still mighty sectors of the divisions with representation in Division 6, 7, and 8, and not to mention the Thumb strength in the eight-player tournament. In fact, every single eight-player state champion has come from the Thumb region.
That's true, Clark, and not only that, they have all come from Sanilac County, too.
Despite what you might read in the Detroit Free Press, we who have sometimes wondered if they think the Thumb has broken off and gone across the Lake Huron to Canada, we expect some local strength to make a serious run on the journey to Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, and I do too. And just to start here with Lakers, I think they have a fantastic chance of getting out of the district and doing their thing as well. But go back to Harbor Beach. You can see a little bit deeper run there. They are going to be in Division 8, obviously, so a little bit different division. But look for both of those teams to have nice runs.
Nothing makes me more happy to hear Fox Sports Detroit struggling on the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving, trying to pronounce some of the native names of the area, most notably that ends in a ski or has a random group of consonants in the middle, or my favorite, a good old CZYK stuck somewhere in there.
Yes.
I see it as karma for writing off the